Kevin Harlan here. Tonight at 5:30 Eastern, the NBA on Prime Crew is back as the Emirates NBA action heats up from Vegas for a thrilling semifinals doubleheader. Then on Tuesday night, December 16th at 8:30 Eastern, the last two teams standing will square off in the championship game for a shot at the cup, bragging rights, and a place in NBA history. And Prime is your exclusive home for it all. Not a Prime member? Sign up for a free 30-day trial to get started today. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details. Don't miss the thrilling conclusion of the Emirates NBA Cup live from Las Vegas, starting with the semifinals tonight, only on Prime.
Einsteigen, aufdrehen, losfahren. Mit dem neuen Volkswagen T-Roc bist du bereit für den großen Auftritt. Selbstbewusst und voller Power. Du steigst ein? Keine Kompromisse. Nur du und der Moment. Alles passt. Dein Sound, dein Drive, dein T-Roc. Rockt. Der neue T-Roc.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Steve is intrigued by the paranormal.
Otherworldly spirits really make a house a home, you know?
Janice has different taste.
I'd like my house to not be haunted.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle home and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Steve and Janice found a renovated Victorian that's only haunted from 9 to 5.
Okay, wife's home. Y'all gotta bounce.
Bye, Steve.
Bundling without compromise at Geico.com.
This is the Bob and Tom Show. Once again, we are live in the Napa Auto Parts studios. I think we've covered sports finally with your sports.
Honcho!
Sports authority?
I can't even say it without
laughing. Your sports authority, seriously?
It's pretty good.
He's not an authority, though.
Well, that's the thing, right?
I guess.
Sports king. Sports. I'm.
Wait a minute.
Sports.
Sports governor.
I like sports buddy.
Sports Makes monarch. Sports despot. Sports overlord. Sports,
it makes you approachable.
Sports chamberlain.
You've always wanted people to call you governor.
Sports chamberlain.
I try to. One of the grandkids, the oldest one, is starting to call me governor. He thinks it's funny too. So.
What about sport? Sport.
Hey, sport.
Hey, sport.
Here's your sport.
Not a fan of sport. What's up, sport?
No.
Here's some cigs. Smoke up, Johnny. Is that from Breakfast Club?
Yes.
Yeah.
What's up, sport? It sounds like you're trying to do some kind of bad F. Scott Fitzgerald thing.
Yeah. How about the sports bartender serving up all your latest scores?
Wow, they even had a little tagline.
Thank you, John. And
I like
course,
that.
I
yeah.
could be about half drunk half the time, which would
be like normal.
No different at all.
Of course. Very good. Very
I
good.
Have some bad news. During the break, I was talking to you guys off the air about a special donut at Krispy Kreme.
Yes. Right. Yes.
Yeah, I don't know if this is, I'll have to do some more research, but apparently the Krispy Kreme Reese's Peanut Butter Cup donuts are only in Australia for a limited time right now. Maybe it's a test country. Maybe they're going to bring them here.
Well, let's but start pricing airline tickets.
Krispy Kreme donut filled with Reese's peanut butter sauce topped with Krispy Kreme chocolate icing and Reese's peanut butter chocolate chips.
That sound good.
Wow. Look at you. Josh is frothing at the mouth a little bit.
Sounds very good. Well, now, we're about to be, isn't the pumpkin spice
It's already started.
Thing about to hit?
Honey, you've not been in a grocery store lately. It's already in full
somebody,
gear.
My friend told me that they now have pumpkin spice life cereal, which sounds great.
Yeah.
Well, here you go. General Mills, Pumpkin Spice Cheerios.
I'm in. I'll try it.
Yeah?
Uh-huh.
It says, since Starbucks introduced pumpkin spice in their lattes, it's become ubiquitous, appearing in everything from vodka to Jell-O.
Ooh, that's, I don't know. That seems weird, but.
Well, I know. I think kids like it because it's full of sugar.
Sure.
Do we have any bacon-flavored cereals yet? That's probably going to be next. We have a guest in the studio. I can't help but notice. He is handsome young comedian Jordan Matherlicht.
Jordan.
Hi there. Hello.
Your last name is, as Donnie Baker would say, hymenated.
Yeah.
So there was a Mather and there was a Licht. And they got together.
Yeah, you know, my parents are pretty hippie-ish, I guess. They put the names together. I was born in my house. Which is true, yeah. My birth certificate's written in fridge magnets.
Wow.
Is that right?
Yeah, very hippie folks.
Tom is a big opponent of home births, I believe.
Well, yeah, because there are a lot of kids that don't make it because they couldn't get to the hospital.
Oh, I'm not going to make it. Oh, don't get me wrong.
It's not over yet.
Sorry.
Well, none of us make it.
So you were born at the home, huh?
Yeah.
Now, were your parents like hippies? I mean, like,
I think so.
Bongs all over the place?
Not that much, but I just think very progressive, very open-minded, you know. I actually think they named me Jordan because it's gender ambiguous. You know, so if I want to get a sex change, it'll be that much smoother. You know, like, sure,
right.
I'll have to get new genitals, but I can keep the same email address, which is nice.
Great. Sure.
Oh, yeah. And you're not, that's like a real hassle.
Because yeah, you wouldn't want to be like Dick Matherlick.
Oh, no.
Or Dick Licked would be really,
Dick Licked.
That'd be rough.
Oh, I've.
Now, who was the Licked? Who was Licked? Your dad?
Licks my mom.
Oh, Licked your mom?
Oh, of course.
I'm going to run away from that joke as fast as possible.
Somebody had to say it.
Yeah, okay.
Perhaps you'd. Jackasses should stop talking right now.
Yeah, you jerks.
What else? Are your parents, now, do you live with them right now?
I am for right now for the next month or so. So growing up.
I like you being hopeful.
You know, oh, I'm leaving. I'm getting out for sure. I'm getting out as fast as I can. You know, I grew up there. It's very religious upbringing.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah. My dad's a minister. And
a minister hippie. I didn't
know. Yeah, that's interesting.
Yeah, that is.
Yeah, fun minister.
Very
interesting. You know? So I wasn't allowed to, like, you know, say any bad words in my house. So I didn't until I was like 7. And, what happened was my older brother pranked me by just teaching me a bad word without telling me that's what it was. Right. He just said, this is the best word ever. Everybody loves it. Go spread it around town.
Oh boy. Oh.
So I was excited, ran downstairs, saw my dad, just said, hey, what's for dinner, bitch? And, yeah, turns out soap is the answer. It was soap.
Sure. Jordan Matherlicht is our guest. Handsome young comedian. Now, were you homeschooled?
No, I was not.
Okay.
But,
so you looked out there.
No, but I think you say handsome. That's very generous. But I'm just much skinnier than I should be. Definitely. I've got a good metabolism, mm-hmm. You know, which is this, it's not good because it doesn't make, like, nachos, booze, and drugs healthy, right? Like, I'm committing the same crimes against my body. I'm just seeing less evidence, I think.
Right.
Like, yeah, my body's not a temple. It's a studio apartment with a gas leak. Like, I'm dying. There's no question about it. It's not good.
Jordan Matherlicht is hanging out with us. He's going to stay around for a while. Also coming up, Hannibal Buress will be our guest, so some great comedy on the way. Real quick, are you a, you're obviously, what are you, 20?
22.
Right.
Just a baby.
Oh, my gosh.
I know. It's bad.
I wonder where you were I wonder where I was when you were born.
When's your birthday?
And I'm thinking
October
it was.
October 20th, 1993.
I was sitting right here in a room with you jackasses 22 years ago. Yeah. Holy moly.
Not in this 93. Room, but we were
yeah.
together.
We were together.
You want to know where you were when he was born?
Well, that's. Well, aren't
exactly?
you curious? Like, well, I don't know exactly, but 22 years ago, you can.
What time of day were you born, Jordan?
You jerk.
I think at night. Oh. I think mid-evening.
Oh, I was probably
right around
napping.
Showtime.
You're probably napping.
I was probably napping and crying in that house with two master suites. Probably. Hello? Hello? Anybody here?
Our guest in the studio is a handsome young comedian.
Well,
Jordan Matherlicht
is
his name. Did you ever consider going with a stage name? Because Matherlicht is kind of a mouthful.
Yeah, it is.
I thought people told me to change it. I don't know. It doesn't seem worthwhile to me. I don't think.
You never even considered it?
Like I did.
Jordan Matthews.
Yes.
Jordan Lichter.
I think it was maybe somebody.
Jordan Lichter.
How about Jordan Light?
Yes, that sounds like you're some kind of a DJ. Hey, we've got some more seals and crofts coming up for you.
I told
Jordan Light. Less talk.
I wanted to go. So I thought of Jordan Mather, and Andy Kindler was like, "No, everybody will think of Jerry Mather."
Yeah,
Jerry Mather, the beef.
Yeah.
Beef.
So if Kindler says it, you know it's true.
Oh, and can you quote our friend Andy Kindler and what he said yesterday and about Huey Lewis?
The news was a lot better when Huey Lewis was in charge. You're darn right it was.
Andy Kindler on Twitter.
That sports album, every cut.
Oh, man.
Hit Factory.
Andy Kindler.
Now not so much.
Did you know that Andy Kindler is a very fine musician, besides being a very funny guy?
Mm-hmm. Really? What does he play?
He's a guitar player.
Oh.
And also, here's something really obscure. He is a martial artist of the First Order.
Wow.
Which you would never guess, seeing him.
That's cool.
He's a very mild-mannered gentleman.
Is that because he's Jewish?
If Andy were here, I feel like he'd say that.
Right.
It's Kung Ju, starring Bruce Leibowitz. No, I don't know what that has anything to do with it. He just doesn't look like he'd be a martial artist. He's just a Very ordinary looking.
Unimposing.
Yeah. Yes, there you go.
We're looking for new sports gurus, sports overlords, sports lord. It's big right now. Sports lord. Sports ace.
Sports ace.
And I'm also looking for hyphenated names of celebrities. And the only one I can think of is Tiffany Amber Thiessen.
Catherine Zeta-Jones.
There's one.
Ryan Hunter Ray, auto racer.
All right.
Are there any other famous...
John Bon Jovi? I mean, is there a hyphen in that?
Okay,
yeah, there should be.
I'm pretty sure there's a hyphen there. His dad, Tom Bon, and his mom...
Mrs. Phyllis Jovi.
Hillary Rodham Clinton?
She dropped that after a while.
She dropped it, but for a while she was known as
HRC.
I think that,
HRC?
RC.
Okay, good. We have.
I didn't say H capital.
We're talking with comedian Jordan Matherlick. We've established several things. Jordan currently living with his parents.
Oh yeah,
but he's 20.
He's 22.
But he's 22 years old. I had no idea
you were that young. I thought you were older than that.
Man, I say stay with him as long as you can.
Hey,
Joseph Gordon-Levitt.
Oh, there's one. Yeah.
There you go. JGL,
the best.
He's a badass.
He's great. Now, so you're living with your parents.
Yeah.
But you're a single guy.
Single out there.
So do you have to tell them I'm not gonna be home tonight if you're having a sleepover? Or do you tell
I'm going over
to Sam's house tonight and then try your luck in the singles bars, if you will?
I think we have like a non-disclosure agreement, basically.
Really?
But you know, I just go on a lot of dates, you know, a lot of first dates mostly. Which, you know, just means that there were a lot of women who thought about sleeping with me, and I talked them out of it. That's all I did.
Through the sheer force of your personality.
Yeah. You know, I really haggled them down. And I like a fun date, you know, a nice fun date. Maybe go to the park so she could push me on the swings. Something fun. Something romantic.
Yes.
Yeah.
Wow. It's weird. Recently, I went on one date, got turned down for the first kiss.
Oh.
Which, it hurts, because I think kissing is like a level of intimacy in between high five and chest bump. Not a big deal, right? I've kissed more people than I've chest bumped.
Sure.
I think. My parents never chest bumped me to sleep. Right? Tucking me in. All right, sweet dreams, punk ass. Didn't happen. Not at all. Actually, my first kiss was when I was like 16. First girlfriend, second day we were dating. You know, full-blown makeout session. Not to brag or nothing.
Nice.
But she was on top of me for a while. Straddling is the term. You know, got a little hot and heavy. Sure. I was getting hot. She was getting heavy.
That's one of those jokes.
You know,
it's been there all along.
See, yes. That's the kind of joke.
This kid, I'm telling you,
when you see a sculpture, maybe a statue, and it's created of marble, and you realize that statue was in there the whole time.
Right,
the artist revealed it.
Yeah, terrific.
As opposed to one made of clay or whatever. See, that joke was there all that time.
Yep.
Hot and heavy, and then you chiseled away, whiling away the hours between masturbatory sessions, chiseling away to find that joke.
Unlike what I do when I write jokes, which is just cram different Play-Dohs together.
You know,
Jordan
Matherlick
is our guest.
You know, I
guess it looks like a picture. We'll find
more about Jordan.
I'm remembering JML has the he named his car.
Oh, did you?
Oh,
that
yes.
Famous joke.
Yeah, I drive a Prius. And I call it the pussy wagon.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I cry in it.
It's great.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Not getting any, huh?
No. Do you have a type, Jordan? Are you in any specific women? Like, do you like older women or women your age?
I like older ladies.
Okay.
I think, you know, I need like an older, more masculine lady.
Masculine?
Somebody, you know.
Like a Maud.
You know, somebody.
Like a nurse ratchet type.
Yeah. Somebody with biceps to match my dainty hands. Like, you need good balance, I think.
You do have dainty
hands. Oh, my God. Are you kidding me?
They're gorgeous.
Oh, my gosh.
Smooth.
You know what? I think your hands are bigger than mine, though.
Look how long his fingers are.
Yeah, you have very spindly hands.
You definitely have piano playing.
Hold your hands up again. Oh, my God. Those are freakish.
Look at my little
short
fingers.
You can, like, palm a basketball. We need a picture of Christy's hands and his hands. Good Lord.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. We got
it. Christy's like a toddler.
Wow.
I have really ugly little
fingers. No, your hands aren't ugly. They're very tiny, which for a lot of guys is a huge bonus.
It
makes everything look bigger, that's for sure.
Don't disagree. They're ugly. Go ahead.
Yeah, Jordan, those are kind of freakishly pointy.
Yeah, I know. There's just not enough bones on them. It's just all tight bone. I don't know what to do with them, really.
No, well, maybe proctology is for you.
You know what? I've done some amateur proctology. That's it. Haven't gone pro.
Guitar player.
Oh, yeah. I tried.
Pianist.
I tried both of those. I also tried banjo, and I'm not good at anything. I found out.
Good thing about the banjo, you don't need that. You don't need that.
Oh, I love a banjo. You don't like banjo?
No.
Oh, all right.
You know, the best sound a banjo makes is that crushing noise when the accordion hits it in the dumpster.
I couldn't disagree more.
Check out the podcast that inspired Taylor Sheridan's latest series, Landman.
There's a stretch of road in oil rich region of West Texas. This region of West Texas, known as the Permian Basin, is in the midst of the biggest oil boom in history. This is a story of roughnecks, billionaire wildcatters, and wannabe dreamers. My name is Christian Wallace. From Texas Monthly and Imperative Entertainment, this is Boomtown.
Boomtown.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.